This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, welcome to the Christmas Eve Eve.
Which was the night before the night before Christmas.
Yeah, it is. And we're here. We're here live, by the way, throughout the holidays, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. We will be here because we're here.
Hanukkah, Ramadan.
All of those. All I don't know when those are, but Ramadan is, isn't that the summertime?
I think it's a Columbus Day, right? July 4th.
Yeah,
you name it.
Hey, if the holidays mean something to you, that's awesome, man. And I hope that you enjoy your holiday. If you've got some time off, make the most of it, whatever that means for you, whether it's, you know, catching up with family that you haven't seen or friends that you haven't spent a lot of time with, or whether it just means catching up on cleaning the house, you know. You get a little extra time on your hands. There's stuff that can get done.
Get your chores done. Yeah,
that's the way I tend to be with stuff. But by the way, it's Ian with you here.
And the captain.
And we will take your calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind. It's open phones, as it always is, here on Free Talk Live. We're going to talk tonight, and, you know, of course, we bring a variety of things to the table, but coming up, Captain Kickass, you've got a story about cryptocurrency making people uncomfortable in 2020, and I want to know what that's all about. But first, last night we discovered that apparently Trump has signed the legislation that is now going to ban the sale of nicotine products such as tobacco, flavored tobacco, e-cigarettes, flavored, you know, e-juice, period. Any nicotine-related consumable, and I don't know if there's carve-outs for, like, the patch or nicotine gum. There may be. I have not read, obviously, this massive spending bill that this was included in. So this was part of a $1.73 trillion spending bill or something ridiculous like that. They created the Space Force. Did you hear this?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yeah, so that was part of it, right?
It prompted the Darth Vader memes that are like, building the Death Star will create thousands of jobs.
Right. So, yeah, we covered the Space Force aspect of it last night. And, you know, it does a whole lot more than that, too. But, yay, another branch of the military to become a, you know, overwhelmingly expensive.
So, but you were talking about the tobacco bit, right?
Yeah.
So, what, 21?
21. Nationwide.
What about chawing tobacco, you know?
Chewing?
Yeah.
I presume that is also going to be included.
A little pinch between the cheek and gums or whatever that is.
I mean, I presume that's going to be included. Any kind of consumable tobacco product is likely going to be.
So let me get this straight. You're under 21. You can't have a beer or a shot. You can't.
Well, not legally.
Right. You can't, if it's legal in your state, purchase recreational marijuana. And also now you cannot purchase tobacco. But if you're between the age of, say, 17 and 21, certainly you can be sent to war to murder other people in the name of the government.
Yes, you can.
Seems fair. Not.
It's ridiculous, and it's sad. It's also, you know, a bipartisan effort. So both the Republicans and the Democrats are behind this one.
You're getting double teamed.
Yeah, and I thought it was actually interesting that NBC News published an opinion piece. Now, this was on the 18th of this month, so not quite a week ago, but right around the time when last week, when the Senate and the House of Representatives were voting on this. That was when this article came out. I just spotted it over the weekend. I didn't realize that Trump had signed the bill on Friday. So it's done. Done deal. They're moving forward with this. It's not clear as far as when the restrictions come into place, but presumably it's going to be sooner rather than later. Maybe as soon as January 1st. It might have been instantly. Honestly, I don't know. That would depend on what the bill says. But here's a story from NBC News, which I thought was interesting because they're sharing an opinion that's actually pretty libertarian. And actually, I just noticed it was written by somebody who's a research fellow at the Cato Institute.
Oh, okay.
So,
wait, who?
His name is Trevor Burrus.
Okay.
And so the headline here is, tobacco sales ban for those under 21 would make teen vaping and smoking worse. At a time when teenage smoking is dropping to unheard-of levels, the federal government this week is raising the legal age to buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. The provision is included in a massive spending package that President Trump is expected to sign, and he did, to avert a government shutdown. The move is not only unwarranted and unnervingly paternalistic, but it could also result in more dangerous tobacco use by young adults, as the ban would have the perverse effect of pushing them to consume more traditional combustible tobacco rather than comparatively safer vaping products. We sometimes forget that those over 18 are legally adults. Being 18 means you can vote, die for your country, get married, have children, get a credit card, and buy a rifle. In a lot of states, but not all of them. As with drinking, it is dismaying that there are those who would give a gun to an 18-year-old to kill people in foreign countries, but they would not let them buy tobacco products. But even if you don't have an ideological objection to restricting the sale of tobacco products to younger adults, there's a very practical reason to oppose the pending tobacco ban if you care about public health. Because that's the ostensible reason when you listen to the people who are pushing for these bans. And we had earlier, I think it was like last year, maybe around this time last year, in Keene, New Hampshire, the town which we're doing this show from, there was a proposal to raise the age of purchase of tobacco and e-juice products from 18 to 21 in the city of Keene.
Okay.
And so I got to hear all the arguments because I went to the public hearings. I recorded video of them. There's video online at the Free Keene YouTube channel where you can watch and see what all these people had to say about why they wanted this to pass. And the lady who proposed the bill works at the hospital. She's in the addiction clinic at the hospital. It's ironically her job to sell you nicotine patches and things like that. So she's technically a nicotine dealer trying to eliminate her competition. But let's look aside from that. Her excuse is that it's dangerous to use nicotine. It's dangerous to use these products. Now, it's not really clear that nicotine itself causes any, you know...
That's true. Yeah, it's all the other crap around it, right?
Particularly, like smoke in your lungs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and all the other chemicals that are put on the tobacco leaves before they're rolled up into the big machines that make the cigarettes and that kind of thing.
Right. But, you know, that's the objection, is it's dangerous. It's dangerous. People are, vaping might be better than tobacco, but we're not sure, so let's just ban it. Let's just prevent young people from doing these things.
We are going to force you to be healthy.
That's what they say. But then the funny thing was they had like a teacher or some sort of administrator from like the middle school, and they had a student from the high school come in, and the middle school administrator admitted. Remember, we're talking about middle school here. There's no one in middle school who's 18 years old.
That's true. Yeah. Okay.
She admitted that there was a problem with middle schoolers using tobacco products. And the whole pitch of this idea, now that's not to say that this woman was against the ban, she was for it. But it's like, hello, the evidence is right in your face that having the age of 18 hasn't stopped middle schoolers from getting their hands on these products. What is it that makes you think that raising the age from 18 to 21 is going to do anything at all to, let's say, stop the middle schoolers who are already getting it from somewhere, somehow, to stop the high schoolers who, for the most part, are also not legally able to have these products, but obviously have them?
Right.
Because that was one of the claims, was that it's a big problem and students are vaping in school and this and that. So I still don't, and maybe you're out there and you are of this viewpoint and you can explain it to me. What is it that you think is going to change exactly if you were to prohibit people who are 18, 19, and 20 from purchasing these products? Now they're going to be prohibited. How is it you believe that's going to make it so someone who's 16 or 12 or 14 can't get the things that they've been able to get even when it was already... doesn't even follow to me. It's crazy.
I grew up in a time when the transition from the drinking age of 19 to 21 was put into effect in the state of Wisconsin, of all places. And I had an elder sibling about 6 years older than I, and she was the last person to be able to enjoy drinking at the age of 19.
Wow.
In the state. But, like, it didn't make getting alcohol any more difficult for those of us underage who wanted it at all.
Right. You can still just go stand out in front of the liquor store, the gas station, and ask 100 people, and there's a good chance one of them is going to say, yeah, I could use 10 bucks.
Yep.
855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. But amazingly, NBC News posting this opinion piece here, basically saying, yeah, prohibition doesn't work. And we can talk more about that coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free to join us here. The number for you 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. Head over to discord.lrn.fm and jump into one of those. You will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian here.
And the captain.
Plus, coming up in April, you want to mark your calendar for LibertyCon. It's happening April 3rd through the 5th in D.C., and it'll be intended for people who care about freedom and want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for the purpose of career advancement or business and internship opportunities. You'll be able to listen to great speakers like John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO. He's a libertarian, in case you didn't know.
I've heard that.
Vernon Smith, who won the Nobel Prize in Economics, he'll be there. Miriam Issa, pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views, plus Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who spent 21 years as a risk taker before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. You can learn more at libertycon.com and get details on what else is happening at the event. Also, use code FTL to save $10 on your registration to attend this event. This is a, you know, two-night, three-day convention. This is a big convention. The tickets are under $80.
That's cheap.
And then you can use code FTL and save another $10 off that. I mean, it's incredible. I've never heard of a convention that affordable before. LibertyCon.com. You can go there and get registered. Use code FTL. Again, it's April 3rd through the 5th. And student travel scholarships are available, plus discounted rooms for everyone staying at the Marriott Marquis. It's LibertyCon.com. April 3rd through the 5th. And Pre-Talk Live is expecting to be attending there, so looking forward to seeing you there.
Very cool.
So we're talking about this 21 and up now. It's a rule. It's a law.
Well, when does it kick in? Does it
start? I haven't figured that out yet.
Because I wonder, like, well, I guess they're just saying the purchase, though, right? So if you're under 21 right now and you're a smoker, I recommend you, you know, gather up as much cash as you can and go stock up. Because,
load up.
You know.
Well, you can always get it on the dark web later on if you need to.
That's true. Oh, I wonder if that affects reservation sales.
You mean Indian reservations?
Yeah.
Good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder about that because, I mean, I presume the reservations have rules about under 18, but I'm just presuming that. I've never actually been to an Indian reservation.
I wonder if they have to follow federal law. I used to live in an area where you could just sort of drive out to the res and get, you know, discounted cigarettes, beer, you know, fireworks,
well,
you know, that kind of thing.
And that does ask, you know, lead me to another question about who is obligated to follow this? Is it one of those things where, let's say, if New Hampshire's state government decided to pass a law that said, we're going to lower our drinking age to 18. As I understand it, and please correct me if I'm wrong on this, but as I understand it, the 18 to 21 drinking age thing came down with, you know, one of those, it was one of those strings attached kind of things where it's like, so you want federal highway money, do you?
Right, yeah. They,
well,
they used the funding for the roads as sort of, you know, oh, well, if you don't raise your drinking age to 21, then we're going to withhold all this money that you would otherwise get for your roads.
You want those millions of
dollars.
And that's what New Hampshire did when it has over and over again told the federal government, no, we're not going to put a seatbelt rule into place. There's literally, they're turning their nose up at millions of taxpayer dollars that the federal government's been dangling for years, saying, don't you want this $2 million? I don't know how many million. It's millions, but I don't know how many. Here's a couple million bucks. Don't you want this? And for whatever reason, the good people of New Hampshire have said, no, we will not take that. We do not need to be told that we have to wear seatbelts. And in fact, when you look at the numbers, if you compare the states, or if you compare the, like, the seatbelt wearing rates, basically, you can look at like Massachusetts and New Hampshire are like right on, you know,
they're on
right
par. On the law makes no difference to the number of people who wear seatbelts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's actually true also of insurance, if I recall correctly as well. So New Hampshire doesn't have a mandate.
Right.
On
like
insurance.
You can own a car here without having insurance, which I've always been bothered by. There was a couple of times in my life when I was lucky enough to own two vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do that because, well, I could never afford to buy a new vehicle, much less a you know, a nice used vehicle. So I would buy one crappy beater and then another crappy beater to have, because inevitably one of the crappy beaters is going to have to go into the shop for something, right? But I had to carry insurance on both vehicles, even though I wasn't using one of them.
Right.
So I rather enjoy the, you know, not being forced to purchase insurance on, you know, potentially a second vehicle if I ever own one here.
And you know what? It actually brings the price down because it's a market.
Oh, on the insurance, right? Yeah.
You know, that they actually have to offer a product that people want rather than, you know, being guaranteed business.
Right.
You know? So I'm wondering, is this tobacco thing kind of a similar deal? Meaning that...
Yeah, what's the carrot? What are they withholding if they don't?
Could a state government say, no, that's okay. We think our 18-year-olds and 19- and 20-year-olds, they can handle themselves. They can make decisions. We're going to treat them like big boys and girls.
Yeah.
And no, that law is not going to be in effect here. I wonder about that.
It'd be nice if somebody did that. I mean...
Yeah, but unfortunately, then they would look like they hate young people and that they hate health. And that's why these city councilors here in, you know, Keene, New Hampshire, overwhelmingly voted to raise the age from 18 to 21. But let's get back into the story here. This is the NBCNews.com piece. They published a Cato opinion piece, or they actually had somebody from Cato write this piece, where he's pointing out that, so now, you know, you can be 18 and join the military, and you can, you know, sign contracts, and you can get into credit cards, and you can do all kinds of things. You can have sex in most places at 18, but nope, you can't decide to do some tobacco products. And he says, even if you don't have an ideological objection to restricting the sale, there's a practical reason. He says that raising the purchase age for tobacco and vaping products could encourage, or rather would encourage, young adults to consume more cigarettes because they're more common and therefore would be more accessible under a ban than the relatively new, smaller supply of vaping materials on the market would be. Similarly, use of combustible tobacco that is more cost-effective would also likely increase, like rolling your own, for instance, as it as always becomes more popular when cigarettes become more expensive, a common result of scarcity.
Is it still illegal to grow your own tobacco?
That's a good question. Is it illegal to grow your own
I don't know
tobacco?
If it is here in the Shire, but I looked into it once in Washington State, and yep, sure enough, illegal.
Wow. You got to have a license for that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Prohibitionist ban would additionally probably result in more teenage vapers using illicit counterfeit vaping products, because that's what people turn to when legal channels are cut off. But these products are much more dangerous than regulated products from reputable companies, as demonstrated by the recent wave of vaping-related illnesses and deaths, most of which were linked to illegal and off-brand vapes. So that's definitely going to happen. You know, I suspect he may be somewhat right that a young person who wants to use nicotine, who had previously been using a vape, but then, you know, is in the black market and only you get what you get in
right.
The black market, they may decide to settle for smoked cigarettes. But I suspect that vapes will be plentiful in the black market.
Oh, I mean, all they're doing is making the black market bigger.
That's right. But what I'm saying is I think that because there is such a demand for vapes, even though he's pointing out that cigarettes are more plentiful, that's probably true, but young people want vape products.
Yeah.
And so if that's what they're demanding,
vapor's going to vape.
They're going to get them because the products are readily available. It's not like a true black market or a total black market where everything's illegal for all ages.
Right. It's a gray market.
So the products are you know, prolific.
Yeah.
There are a lot of them are out there. And so it just takes a person who's willing to buy a bunch of them and then sell them to their underage friends. And there will be plenty of people willing to do that.
I'm sure.
And make a little bit of money on it, too. 855-450-FREE. You think this is a good idea? We want to hear from you.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently. And there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes everything that could be said has been said when it comes to the impeachment of President Trump. The Kentucky Republican speaking in his home state on Monday reminds everyone,
we can't take up a matter we don't have, and so hopefully it'll be on the way over at some point.
The name of the soldier killed in Afghanistan will be released on Tuesday. The Taliban claims it blew up an American convoy overnight. This comes a month after two service members were killed there in a helicopter crash. Currently, there are 12,000 troops stationed in Afghanistan. So far this year, 20,000 deaths have been reported. Wall Street is having a good day after China tariff news and Boeing's CEO is out of a job. The Dow is up 96 points to finish at 28,552. The NASDAQ gained 21 points to finish at 89,46. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring in what you want here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Definitely want to hear from you if you think this raise of the, not smoking age, but the buying of smoked and vaped tobacco. Yeah,
the legal age
products,
of purchase, right?
Is as going to be raised. It. Yeah, they've Trump signed a bill that was a massive federal government spending package that included the Space Force, by the way. And that's happening now. It's going to be raised to 21 nationwide. And I was just kind of wondering aloud, you know, first of all, does anybody actually support this? I'm sure they do, but are you willing to call in? If so, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's toll free, 855-450-3733. So feel free to comment on that. Also, want to make sure you know about Edge Wallet. It is my favorite cryptocurrency wallet. I actually just used it tonight here in town to grab some Indian food at the local curry Indian restaurant.
It's my favorite wallet, too.
Is it?
I really like it, yeah.
What do you like about it?
Well, I like that when I need to, we'll say, transduce one crypto into another, you can conduct the entire transaction in wallet. It gives you,
that's so handy.
It gives you options. As far as, like, what exchange do you want to use? Do you want one with KYC or do you want one without KYC?
And doesn't it show you the best rates, too?
Like it does. One? Yeah, if you just tell it to always find you the best rate, it'll do that for
nice.
You.
It's slick.
It's really sweet. And I like the whole password thing because, you know, remembering, you know, a whole bunch of random characters or phrases, right? Like normally for any crypto device, you
I
know.
I mean, if I tried real hard, I could probably remember 12 words, but I don't want to have to do that.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if you're like me, you've got more than one thing. I've got a couple of different wallets over the years from different stuff. You know, I've got a hardware wallet, you know, right. I've got... what is it, MetaMask, right, when I was doing some Ethereum stuff, you know, and each of these things you have to have that passphrase
for,
or
backups for all, them,
all that kind of stuff, and like, it's cumbersome. I, you know, as a technology person, you know, having username and password always been much easier for me.
Yeah.
It's sort of the industry standard, and so I really like that aspect of it.
And that is the thing about Edge Wallet. It is not cumbersome. It's easy to use. And even for somebody like me who's been in crypto for a while, or for somebody who's brand new, this is it's my favorite wallet. So you can go to edge.app, and that was true since before they were a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. I'm super happy that they're actually a sponsor because, I mean, how awesome is it to have Edge Wallet on board with us? Edge.app is their website. You can secure your freedom by buying, selling, trading, and securely holding cryptocurrencies. It does all that in the Edge Wallet. And so if you want to get started or you're old school, you definitely ought to check this one out. They support a bunch of different cryptos, including, of course, Bitcoin and Dash, Bitcoin Cash, various Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more, including now Ravencoin. Edge.app is their website, or you can just go download it from your iOS or Google App Stores. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We're going to bring on Abby Normal calling on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Hello, Abby Normal.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. You're on the air.
Hi. Well, I actually work in a vape shop.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, well, in a bar, too. But anyway, my main one is the vape store. And they are actually saying from the effective date, it'll be 9 months.
9 months.
When it officially gets signed.
It was signed on Friday.
Oh, okay. So then 9 months from now.
Okay. So September.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, so like another thing though, they haven't included or I'm not aware of yet is, people that are, going to be grandfathered in. That are already 18, 19, 20.
Are they going to let those people keep using?
And see, they haven't even said.
They haven't. Okay.
That's an interesting question, though.
Yeah.
Right. Because if you're, you know, let's say you're 20 now, you know, and then, like, can you not buy until you're 21 then again? But you can now?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
That is weird.
Just kidding, guys. You know, it's taking the right away from them again.
I
just,
sure.
After they've already got a nicotine addiction.
Do you have any sense, Abby, of like, you know, since you work in a vape shop, like what approximate percentage of your customers, you know, are below 21 but like over 18? Do you have any idea? I'm curious about like how that's going to affect a business like yours.
It definitely will. There are a lot of young, I'm not going to lie about it. Yeah, there's a lot of them. They're all 18, 19, 20, but old enough to make that choice.
Did you ever get a feel for how many of them, I mean, obviously you only know if they tell you, but did you ever get a feel for how many of them started their nicotine addiction with vaping versus converted from tobacco?
So nowadays I think most of them just start with vaping.
Interesting.
When I was, you know, when I was 15, right when, I don't know, 2002 or 3, whatever. I smoked cigarettes then, obviously, they were just coming out with, with the e-cigs, and it wasn't a thing.
Right.
But now it is, and it is 95% less harmful than tobacco, because the tobacco products have more carcinogens in them, whereas these are all, it's got the propylene glycol and, you know, all the...
Yeah, I wouldn't call it natural, but
natural.
It's not as bad. But although I don't know how many studies.
I meant like a food.
Yeah,
but it's just got less ingredients, right?
And that's actually like the FDA was gonna. That's how they targeted vaping, was because they associated it to relating it to being a food.
I see.
Just like, but you know, in alcohol, these alcohol products. They have different flavors, too. That's the other thing they were coming down on us for. But they have those flavors of all these alcohols.
Oh, like the peanut butter vodka?
Oh, well, birthday cake. We have it at the bar I work at. They have every kind of flavor.
Right.
So, you know, it's pick and choose which you know, I don't know.
May I ask what state's territory that it is that your shop's in?
Idaho.
Okay. Is there anything that's like specific to Idaho that's really annoying as far as like regulatory?
yeah, they are hard on any marijuana. Like they don't have any. They're just hard on people for it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll put you in jail. They'll act like it's meth and heroin. It's ridiculous, but we do have great gun laws.
Is the Mormon influence pretty heavy in Idaho?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what I thought.
Actually, my family is all Mormon. Hmm. I was baptized Mormon, but I don't practice, obviously. Yeah. But, yeah,
you wouldn't be
bad.
You probably wouldn't be allowed to work at a vape shop if you were a Mormon. Would be my
guess. Yeah, they frown upon that. They frown upon a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The area I live in is predominantly Mormon. I'd say even if they're not practicing, there's a lot of people that are Jack Mormons that are...
Jack Mormons?
Yeah, what's that?
I guess they're technically a member, but they, like, drink, they, like, alcohol or smoke or...
Really?
And then, yeah, they're called Jack Mormons.
Huh. That is interesting. Yeah. I've never heard of that term before.
Yeah, me neither.
Where did it come from? Do you know?
Like, probably some guy named Jack.
Maybe, right. But like, do you know?
I have no idea. I don't know. That's just what they call it. I don't know.
Jack says he's a Mormon, but you know, I seen him at the bar the other day. He was smoking a cigarette and everything.
Dave in New York thinks you're really hot. You got a really hot voice, he says in the chat room. You've got a fan. Congratulations.
Thanks, Dave. Yay, moving on up in the world.
Right. So how long have you been in the vape store business?
Well, I've worked here for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'm also a bartender. I'm more of a bartender, too. I do both. So.
So was it like did you decide your calling at one point was to just give people their vices? Like, what made you go in this direction?
Absolutely. Yeah. No. Well, I've been a bartender, honestly, since I was like 16 working.
Nice.
It was illegal. But.
Underground bartendress. I love it.
Well, yeah, it was anyway.
You'll have to tell us more stories another time,
yeah,
Abby. Thank you for the
for
call
sure.
tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. That's Abby Normal there. She is on our Discord server. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You want to weigh in on this vaping ban. She says it's going to go into effect in 9 months. And she works in the business, so we'll take that as, you know, the official word. More coming up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms there over at discord.lrn.fm. By the way, I want to say thanks to Shooter. Shooter is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. That means that Shooter is contributing $5 a month to the Free Talk Live amp program, which you can do as well if you want to help us get on more radio stations around the country. We've got over 200 of them that carry the show at various different times throughout the week. So thank you to listeners like Shooter for joining the amp program and continuing to support us month after month. $5 a month, that's all we ask. You know, it's the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a cheeseburger and fries or whatever. If you can, you know, afford $5 a month and you can send it our way, then please do that with credit card or PayPal or Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com. And yes, you will get some perks. You get some bennies as a result of being an amplifier, and we list those at amp.freetalklive.com. So please go check that out and get signed up. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. We've been talking about vaping.
We have.
And nicotine and tobacco, the ban for 18, 19, and 20-year-olds is coming soon. Soon as perhaps, or as far as next this coming 2020 in September, according to a vape shop employee who just gave us a call.
Did the article specify usage, right? Like, is it just purchase?
Yeah, it's
so
just
purchase. So if you're between, say, 18 and 21, and you have cigarettes or vaping or tobacco or whatever,
the federal
that's
government
fine.
Will not be arresting people for that.
So they say.
That's, well, as I understand it, that's what the ban is about, and I don't know. Does the federal government prohibit possession of drugs, or is it just the sales of drugs that's prohibited federally? I imagine if you have a large amount of it, they're going to get
well,
you.
Well, I mean, I know, like, pre-legalization, you know, there were all sorts of laws about marijuana surrounding possession.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, and I mean in the states where it's currently legal to
but I'm just wondering, is there marijuana. A federal prohibition on possession of cannabis? I know the scheduled drugs are
legal.
No, they're
actually, the federal prohibition is still in effect and has never been lifted.
Right.
So it's just the individual states who have said, we're not going to prosecute this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean...
But you're not likely to have the FBI investigate you over, you know, a quarter bag.
right.
of cannabis in the same way that you, you know, even if they did prohibit the possession of, it's going to be local cops that are busting kids for, or young people busting young people for possession. It won't be the federal.
But my understanding of at least the marijuana laws is that at any time the feds could come into even a legit legal in that state's marijuana shop. And just kick in the doors and confiscate all their stuff, take all their cash, and literally put them out of business because it's still illegal federally.
Yeah, and there was worry that that was going to happen under the Trump administration. There
That's a lot of the reason why, like, the banks won't help the small business people who need banking services who are in the grow industry.
Yeah,
the
banks are worried they're going to get raided and have fines to pay and then have to lose the money that's in those accounts.
Which is a great opportunity for cryptocurrency to come in and fill in the gaps that, you know,
they can't
do with regular banking. It's just a matter of time before it catches on to, like, the owners and the operators.
I have to wonder, though, like, you know, when you... Well, I shouldn't say what you did. I shouldn't say what you did recently. But if someone were to go down to a legal shop in, say,
another state, for example,
and purchase a thing there, and I wonder if someone would ask those people if they were taking cryptocurrency, because that's what it's going to take. You know, the owners are, in a lot of cases, business owners aren't going to. You know, to start this new thing unless they feel like it's in demand. If they think their customers are interested in it, then they'll start taking it. But if they don't think their customers care, then why would they care?
The legal shops that I've been in that do take, like, credit and debit cards for your purchase, they charge you for that. They charge an extra $3.50, whatever it is. It's a few bucks. And then they also do this weird thing where they operate their terminals as if they're a cash machine. And so what that means is if your total comes to, you know, $37.50, they round up to 40 and give you the cash back of the difference. So, like, $2.50 in cash they give you along with your receipt because they round it up to the next 10, on your thing. And the transaction is processed as if it were a cash machine. So then not only did you get charged the $3.50 by the establishment to use their machine, but you're also going to get charged by your bank, unless your bank is one of those that waives all that kind of stuff.
Like an ATM.
Right. So it's processed as an ATM. Now, fortunately, with my transactions, my bank refunds that kind of stuff, so I didn't have to pay the second fee, but I still had to pay the first fee at the establishment. So.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, we're going to go to the phones, 855-450-FREE. And when I say the phones, I mean we're actually going to Discord, which is where our last caller was. So, like, two Discord calls in a row. I like that because it always sounds better. We got HVGuy313, which I believe is Dave in New York. Dave?
There, how you doing?
Good, you're on the air.
Hey, Dave.
I just want to touch up on the vaping thing. I used to vape.
Really?
Because, yeah, I used to vape because I thought it, because I wanted to be cool. I wanted to fit in.
When did you start vaping?
This was, what are we on to? Back in, like, the spring, summer of this year.
Okay, so relatively new. Hold on. Before you go on, I got another question. Were you a cigarette smoker at any point in the past?
I used to smoke weight like 20, 25 years ago.
Really? How old are you?
I'm in my 40s.
Okay. So you smoked when you were pretty young. When did you quit smoking?
Probably around like 95, 96 or something like that.
Okay. So, like, how old would you have been then? Like 20-something?
Like that, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So you quit smoking, and then so for like two decades of your life, from 96 through this year, you hadn't used nicotine. You weren't doing chewing tobacco or anything like that. You weren't a nicotine user at all.
No, I wasn't. I'm trying to, like, you know, hurry this up because I want to go on to something else. But
But you did it because you wanted to fit in. You said.
I wanted to fit in, look cool, because I still had some juices left. I want to try and sell them. I tried different flavors like apple, strawberry, water. You know, I tried all
these flavors.
Well,
why did you quit? I mean, you only did it for about a year. What was it that drove you to quit?
I didn't do it for a whole year. Like, I did it for, like, maybe, like, the spring. I did it for, like, a couple of months because I just wanted to, you know, to try it out and look cool and, you know, that kind of thing.
Did it help you get chicks?
No, it didn't.
I'm not surprised about that. Now, so what was it that drove you to quit after a couple months?
it was just costing too much, and it was making me sick, and it was just too expensive buying all the batteries and the wires and the juice, the liquids. It was just too expensive.
Yeah, you do kind of have to be become a nerd about some of that stuff.
Yeah,
so you weren't getting the benefit. You weren't getting the benefit. You weren't getting, you know, any benefits of being cool. It was costing you a lot of money, and it was bringing your health down. So seems like good reasons to quit. Congratulations.
I quit because it was just, you know, it was just costing me way too much money.
All right. So what else were you calling about?
Instacart.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
See, we're Instacart, you know. There's two types of shoppers. There's the in-store shoppers where, you know, where they go in and they grab all the items and then put it like either in the freezer and they up by the register. There's these freezers, fridge, like silver doors or something, and they put it in there, and like the dry stuff, like maybe paper towels, cereal, whatever, they'll put it on the shelf right next to it. So.
Yeah.
There's that kind, and then there's also the other kind where I go in and I actually I can go and look for the customer's bags, and you know, and I scan them and I go, or you know, I would rather walk into the store, look for the bags, and then scan and then go rather than walking up and down each aisle trying to find, you know, certain items, because that just, you know, because time equals money.
No doubt.
You know, go
so wait, you're saying Instacart works both ways, meaning that you as the deliverer, you're the driver, you're the person who's going to the people's homes. Some stores will have them pre-picked for you, but other stores you got to go in and shop it?
Yeah, because I have gone into other stores, like say Aldi, ShopRite, and Sam's Club. You know, where they don't have the silver door, the refrigerators,
right.
You know, the shelves. They don't have that. Whereas Price Chopper, Tops. There's a few other stores that have it.
So does that mean that Instacart is working with some of these other stores? Meaning, is Instacart sending the order to Price Chopper? A Price Chopper employee's going and picking the bag, and then they have the bag waiting for you when you come in and get it as the driver?
Yeah, because, you know, there's that.
Can you turn down the Aldi deliveries and just not do those?
I don't know if I decline a thing.
Yeah, they may punish you. They may punish you for that. There is a possibility
I don't know that.
Yeah, that's a good question. That would be where you might want to like seek out some other drivers who've been in the business for a while, and they can answer your question for you. Good luck, Dave. Thanks for the call. Hour two's next. This is Free Talk Live.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.